All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all, welcome back.
Hey, boo-boo babies. Welcome back.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm good. Happy to be here always. As always, just happy to be here. Shit.
Good.
Happy to be here. So if you're happy to be here, if you're new here, actually, if you're happy to be here and you're old here.
Yeah, talk to them. Talk to those ones first.
Ratings and reviews. We're bringing it up. We're bringing it up because it needs to be at the top of the list, at the top of the show. Priorities are high. Mm-hmm. Ratings and reviews. So if you like what you see and what you hear, please take the time to go on Apple Podcasts. 2 seconds. Leave a rating and a review talking about how much you love the show.
Period. Mm-hmm. If you don't, just turn it off and go. Peacefully.
And if you don't, you can just leave right now. Keep listening because we don't have time for hate.
We're not begging you to listen.
We're begging you to
leave a rating review if you do listen.
And I mean, we have a lot of ratings and reviews, like 1,500. And there's only been about 5 haters.
In the dancery.
There's only been about 5. But if you hating, stop.
Just go.
So please do that for us. It really helps the show. Let's read our rating and review of the week.
Go for it.
I really like this one. I really did. Mm-hmm. So this one comes from Pandyman82.
Okay.
And they said, best Patreon. Mm. I sit in an office all day at work and NPR was starting to depress me. Found this podcast randomly when looking for a spiritual podcast. And I found myself laughing out loud and tearing up during the first episode I listened to. Just became a supporter on Patreon and it is beyond worth it. Thank you and keep the fantastic content coming.
Thank you. You know what? I actually was just going to say this on Instagram, but I'm going to say it here and I'm going to say it over on Instagram soon.
Okay.
The playlist for this month, I've been really feeling it.
Same.
I've been feeling it. Touches of R&B. Some touches of R&B in there. I'm like, okay. The Duran Bernard song.
Good song.
I love it. I said, mm-hmm. I love it. It just makes me want to skate and move and dance.
You be seeing him skate?
I see him skate. I'm like,
he's a good skater.
Let me come to where you are, Duran.
Right.
So if you're interested in what we've been listening to, join us over on Patreon.
Join us on Patreon. Also on Patreon, since that's what we're talking about. Thank you, Pandyman, for the beautiful review.
And for the beautiful segue.
Patreon is a way that you can support us monetarily, help keep us unshackled. It can help keep us unshackled and keep the podcast running because that's how we keep this show running for show. Mm-hmm. And in return for your coins or in exchange for your coins, we give you bonus content, additional monthly episodes, audio affirmations, playlists like Germany just mentioned.
Journal prompts. Tons of goodies. So
videos.
And we're leveling up the content over there each month. Each month is being leveled
each month.
Up.
So that information is down in the show notes. And we want to shout out our new patrons for
What's
the week.
Up? Let's get it.
We have, look at me being on my shit, everything here. Mm-hmm. We have Kiara.
Hey, Kiara. Thank you for joining us.
Brickell.
Okay. Brickell. Like a brick house.
Brick. Dun, dun, dun.
House. Hey, girl. Welcome to the gang.
And we have Emancipatious, which...
We had to do a little legwork for Emancipation.
Yes, but he's good. He's a brother of the show.
What's up?
And then we have Adia.
Adia, welcome, Adia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you so much.
So
So,
new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So this weekend, as many of you all know, if you are a lover and friend, it was Valentine's Day weekend.
Tell
it was Valentine's
me again.
Okay. Hey, hey.
Tell me again, my baby.
We'll be lovers and friends.
Sherman.
What?
The way you came in there.
I gotta know, baby. Oh, yeah. I came in the way you needed
me. You came
me
in like we were really fucking recording. That we'll be lovers and friends.
Uh-huh. I gotta know, baby.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was definitely lover's weekend.
It was a lover's weekend, lover of girlfriends with Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. lover of self, because, hey, self-love is the best love.
Per.
And lover of nigga or bitch.
Both, whatever your flavor.
Yeah, whatever mm-hmm. you're enjoying. It was lover of the romance. It was for a romantic love to be explored as well. So, that's going to be the tea.
That's the tea. So, how was your weekend? How was your Valentine's Day weekend? Was the curse lifted?
The curse was lifted. I mean, many of you know that I've been cursed. I told y'all, I told the story on Instagram Live.
That was a good lie.
I could tell it again.
Yeah.
Whatever. So Valentine's Day is never a hit for me. It's just never a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a long-term relationship where like holidays and things like that weren't a big deal, which they still aren't a big deal. But mm-hmm. I think because I say, hey, it's not a big deal, the niggas really take advantage of me saying it's not a big deal and then nothing gets done. And
I mean, I'm what like, else would they do?
No, it doesn't have
if
to be.
If you say it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Not it doesn't matter at all. I mean, well, really, I don't care. See,
this girl confusing. Don't know. That's the thing. She don't know.
Okay, well, anyway, I was always saying like, you know, it's not a big deal because it's not to me. So nothing would go to happen or it would be like an afterthought. Like, so the day would be, I would get off work and then the nigga will be like, so what you want to do tonight? Like, you want to go to dinner? And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to deal with the hustle and bustle of the crowd. And if you don't already have something planned, then I'm not forcing it. It's
mm-hmm,
cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of been the trajectory, the tradition of mm-hmm. my past relationship. So
mm-hmm.
I was in a little sun last year, whatever. And I just knew that Valentine's Day was going to be special.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be special this year.
So that year.
This last year. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought it was right. gonna be a thing. So y'all, let me tell y'all. Remember the photograph came out last year?
Yeah, I saw it.
So, like I said, I'm not crazy about Valentine's Day, but I was getting into the spirit. I was being festive with this particular person that I was dating, and I'm like, okay, it seems like it's a thing for him. It'll be a thing for me. It'll be a thing for we.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, the only thing I really want to do is see the photograph. We can just go get some dinner, watch the movie, keep it low key. That would be nice for me, right? He's like, all right, cool. Get the tickets. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm an equal opportunity type of
You're
bitch.
You're very EOP.
We can all do everything, whatever. So I get the tickets. And I think I was just expecting if I'm getting tickets, then
you plan the other
plan route. The rest of whatever's going to happen, right?
I think that would have been cool.
Fair. So I proceed to get a gift. I said, okay, if we're doing it, we're doing it. I'm getting a gift, a token, right? Something that he's going to like. We'll speed it up.
We love to call something a token.
A token, a nice token, right? Because it wasn't nothing crazy lavish, just something thoughtful and mindful. So the day comes. It was on a Friday last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my token. Mm-hmm. I get home from work. I'm getting everything ready, whatever, whatever. And I say, oh, I need to go to Target. There's a couple things I need to get. I need to get the bag for my token. Right. And I need to get some other household items. So I got in there doing what we do in Target, which is forgetting to get the shit you really came for.
Exactly.
And I bought everything else. And I was halfway home. And I said, damn, I forgot the bag for the token. The gift bag. Exactly. But I said, fuck it, right? I'm not turning around at this point.
Right.
He's on his way to my house. I need to get to my house. So I get home. The gift, it was a like an adult coloring book. And it was a erotic adult coloring book. Mm. Freaky deaky. Mm-hmm. Right? So a little freaky touch. So it came in a cardboard box. It was like hard book, whatever. So I said, it's already wrapped.
Period.
I mean, like, it's covered. You can't see what
it
is.
You can't see what it is when you present it.
You'll have to unveil.
Right.
So he gets there. Mind you, no dinner plans have been made. We're just going off the spirit at this point.
Uh-huh.
So he gets there and I'm
Which
like,
is nerve-wracking. because it's Valentine's Day. It's not going to be a lot of options. That's what makes it nerve-wracking.
Okay, yeah. So he gets there, and he has a gift in hand for me, and I'm like, perfect. Okay, nice, perfect, right? It's wrapped. It's in a bag with a balloon attached. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, wow, so this is what it's like. So he gives me my gift, and I'm like, thank you. I open it. Now, this is where it gets sticky, ladies.
Okay.
This is where it gets sticky. I open the gift. And it's a gift card. Okay. I said, girls,
where was it to?
Glossier.
And we love Glossier. Bitches love Glossier.
We love Glossier. I said, this is perfect.
So what was the issue?
A little knick-knack, paddywhack. I can get what I want. I open the gift card and I read the dollar amount. Okay. It was when I read the dollar amount that my coochie dried up like a prune, okay? Raisin in the sun. It was a raisin.
The water ran dry.
It was a raisin in the sun. And I said...
Raisin in the sun for me.
Remember that play?
Oh,
that
hell.
Play toured for so
you
long.
You know, it's so crazy how the pussy just dries up.
It was baby
at the
girl.
First sign of disappointment. It's like,
yeah, no moisture, no moisture, no moisture. That's what it did.
You immediately be like, if this nigga asked me if I got pussy, I'm gonna be like, I ain't got it on me.
I ain't got it on me. I didn't come with it. So I look at the dollar amount and I'm like, oh. Must be missing a zero. It was for $20.
So the demeanor probably changed, huh?
I was just like,
but
oh.
You're pretty good. You were probably like, let me just stay bubbly.
I was like, thanks, babe. Thank you. Like, thank you. I mean, at that point, but then I'm thinking $20 is something I would give to a coworker. I wouldn't even give my coworker $20. I would give $25.
$25
is the bare minimum. So this is the man that I'm putting my good coochie on every other day, and I'm getting $20. I'm driving here, there, everywhere to get to you, nigga, by boat, by
administering sloppy toppy.
I mean, the double hand twist. I'm salt shake, salt and pepper. I'm what? Oh, no. Get back on this mic. I'm like, I'm doing too much for the $20 token. I said, oh, hell no. So I present my gift. My gift, which was much more than $20.
Right.
So I'm like, here's your gift. You know, close your eyes. I was like, I didn't get a chance to put it in a bag, but it's covered. So close your eyes. And then like, you can open it like this. And he's like, okay. So he opens it. He's like, thanks. He likes it, whatever. We head out to the movie. The night was just horrid. We head out to the movie and he's like, so what are we going to eat? And I'm like, you tell me. Exactly. I'm like, well, you tell me. So we're driving and I'm like, at this point, I got to eat something. We could damn near go to Chipotle. You know, I can eat that anytime. I mean, I'm being pretty flexible at this point. I'm really not asking for anything.
No, you're really not.
I'm just going with it, right?
That bar was in hell.
I'm just like, let's just get something to eat and watch the movie, whatever. So then he's like, I'll tell you if I see something. Once he said, I'll tell you if I see something, I'm like, okay. I can't do much faster food than Chipotle. It doesn't get much faster for me.
What are we
going
to do, go to In-N-Out? Like, what?
I can't even eat that.
You can't even eat In-N-Out.
I'm like, it's not getting much faster than Chipotle.
Right.
So I said,
so let's just look up a Chipotle.
I'm like, nigga, what do you want, Carl's? Like, what are you anticipating eating? So at this point, the movie started at 9:45, and it was already like 9:10, 9:15 when we're heading out. And I'm like, well, if I know the Chipotle that I know, it closes at 10. So we need to get the food, eat it, and get to the movie. So I'm like, long story short, he's like, we could just go to the Chipotle at the mall. I was like, nigga, the mall closed at 9, mm-hmm. and you let us get here.
Right.
And now I don't have anything to eat. So then we had to eat at Stacked. And
which is a dub.
I don't eat at Stacked when it's not Valentine's Day.
I don't
eat
at Stacked either.
I'm just like,
I've never been there once, and I was like, ugh.
I've never even been there. That was the first time I stepped foot in there. I said, what is this place? I'm like, so then I had to get
it's
a
giving,
veggie burger.
Ugh.
It's giving very, every time I don't
it's
like a place,
very,
it's giving Applebee's.
Yeah.
Every time I don't like it, it's giving very Applebee's. So I'm like, okay, I had to get a veggie burger. Of course, I had to get a margarita. We ate that. And once I'm scarfing my food down, I said, why are we doing this?
To make it to the movie.
To make it to the movie. So then we hurry up and get in the movie. The movie was terrible. I hated that movie. And there were a few black ladies who were sitting next to us talking out loud.
I forgot about that.
It just turned into that part is not even necessary to talk about. It was just not a great day. But what is worth talking about is by the time we made it back home, he had the nerve to want to crawl inside my sweet vagina. I said, not tonight. It was... Honestly,
not
truly,
tonight,
y'all.
Tonight's not your night.
It was, and I had to call a rain check. I said, it's actually raining out. Rain check. It's raining out, not in. I said, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow when the sentiment of Valentine's Day has subsided.
Right.
We shouldn't have made this a deal. We shouldn't have made it a day. We shouldn't have made it a thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, not right now. I was like, I'm tired. I'm really sleepy. I've been at work all day, and then I had to go and sit through that boring ass movie and receive a $20 gift card. My nerves are spent.
Yeah, I know, bruh.
So I had a $20 gift card. That was last year. And it was just like in the beginning of the year. And then so the curse was lifted because this year I had a great Valentine's Day.
Was the enemy meant for evil? God has worked it out for my good.
It was worked out for my good. So my honey was like, I'm going to pick you up at 11. I'm like, okay.
I love the pickup talk. Give me a time.
Right. I said, okay, we got the house with it. So we did a little light shopping, which was nice. I always say I don't have shoes. So that was on the agenda, buying shoes. And we went out for a nice lunch and just had a great time and came back to the house and just enjoyed one another. So it was good.
That's good. I love that for you.
I had a good time. Yeah, I love it for me too. Because honestly, y'all, I'm not a big holiday person. Boo Boo Babies. As you may all know, CBD has become very popular in the last couple of years. It's literally everywhere, and so many options makes it difficult to differentiate between what's good and what isn't. This is where Ned comes in. Ned is a wellness brand offering solutions to alternative prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs. They produce the highest quality full-spectrum CBD extracted from organically grown hemp plants, all sourced from an independent farm in Colorado. One of my favorite current products is the Mellow Magnesium Super Blend. Adding this powerful daily supplement to my tea has been a game changer. It helps to improve my mood, my brain function, and decreases my stress and anxiety. Ned also energetically infuses all of its products with binaural beats, positive affirmations, and happy vibes. It's the intentionality for me. If you want to check out Ned and try their CBD for yourself, we have a special offer for all the homegirls. Go to www.helloned.com/bravado or enter code bravado at checkout for 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order, plus free shipping. That's helloned.com/bravado to get 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order, plus free shipping. Thanks, Ned. How about you? How was your Valentine's Day?
I had a good Valentine's Day. Okay. I went to a nice dinner. You know, okay, a girl like me, I like to be wined and dined.
She does.
I'm the opposite of Germany. I live for the holiday. I love Valentine's Day. I like the romance. I like to be shown something, given something. I'm here for it all. Mm-hmm. And I usually vocalize that I'm here for it. Yeah. So there's an expectation. But yeah, I had a good Valentine's Day. I went to a nice dinner, had some cocktails. I've really been saying that I want a cocktail. I'd be like, I want a cocktail. Yeah. I really want a cocktail. So I got
tired of drinking wine.
And you know, it just hits different. They present the cocktail sugars around that rim.
Salt all around that rim.
They have shit like passion fruit liqueur, stuff we don't
muddled
have at home.
Fruit berries,
stuff like that. So
yeah,
that's what a girl likes. So that's what a girl got. The food was fantastic.
What kind of food was it?
Italian.
Nice, nice, nice. Did you have breadsticks?
No, it wasn't that. I didn't have breadsticks. I had.
It's giving Olive Garden. She didn't go to Olive Garden.
That's very giving Olive Garden. I'm like, when are they starting serving breadsticks?
Like bread. Sometimes I'll put like bread on the
table.
There
wasn't bread for the table.
Okay.
But I did have, I had a starter of calamari.
Oh, wow, bitch. Come on.
It wasn't even fried. It was a real deal.
Ugh, slimy?
With an olive.
Oh, what is it serving?
Vinaigrette, arugula.
What is it served
herbs,
like when it's
tomatoes.
Nice?
This is my first time actually having it not fried. And when we ordered it, the server was like, I just want to let you know it's not fried. I'm like,
nigga. So what is it like? Slimy?
It wasn't slimy, but
like
it was
an oyster?
Like oysters are slimy. This was just like a piece of
what?
Of squid.
So it's kind of like a snail?
But it wasn't slimy at all. Like, the texture was chewy, but it wasn't slimy.
Oh, okay.
It was really good. Like,
that was the first time you ever had it like that?
That was the first time I ever had calamari not fried.
Okay. Because black people, we fry it all up. Fry it, please.
He was like, if you're looking for the fried, if what you like about calamari is a fried piece,
this ain't
that. So anyways, it was really good. Love that. And then I had the pesto. They make They make all of their pastas in-house, so it was really fresh. My date had...
Talk about it.
Had the gnocchi with like lamb shoulder and some...
Wow.
It was really good. It was really good.
Exquisite.
And yeah, so that was my Valentine's Day.
Nice.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Too many more.
And we had a Galentine's.
We did have a Galentine's Day. We did it early on Friday.
We celebrated Galentine's on Friday.
I worked on Saturday, so that was nice. Our good friends over at Our Own put together a really great a virtual dinner and a movie.
We had
Comfort LA,
Soul Food Takeout,
and custom drink kit. We had cocktails
by Johnny Walker, yeah, which were really good.
A drink kit.
And we watched Judas and the Black Messiah.
So good. So that was really good. We had a great Galentine's Day. And our gifts this year to one another, to ourselves, from each other.
Yeah.
Were
Brandon Blackwood
bags. Yes.
I'm really loving this for us.
I am too.
Oh, we were supposed to go to dinner, but I guess our little at home worked.
That was perfect. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was nice.
So it was a good time. Next year will be even better.
It will
be even better.
Next year will be better. Claiming it for us.
So
overall weekend, 10 out of 10, highly recommend. Hopefully you all had a beautiful.
I seen that the celebs were showing out. The celebs were showing up. Because
baby Michael B. Jordan, the way he came through for Miss Lori Harvey, I mean.
You'd think that they've been dating for
They might have been dating longer than we've known. But she was just with Future last year.
I mean, honestly, truly, I think it's been like the last 6 months or so.
I mean, he showed out with the aquarium. One Valentine's Day, I had dinner at the
Long Beach Aquarium. Nice.
It was nice. Nothing compared to that. But the moment I felt like Lori, I'm like, oh, we're having dinner at the aquarium, you say. Bitch, I walked through there like I was Lori Harvey. I was like, oh, I just had dinner at the aquarium.
Shut up. You know what kills me? This really kills me.
What?
When women are recording and doing the little squeal like, baby. I'm like, girl, mute the sounds. They'd be like, oh my gosh. Oh my God. It's just because honestly, we be in awe. We be shocked. But to hear the audio back just sounds wild.
Who else showed up and showed out?
Baby. Everything else looked crazy compared to what Michael did.
He won Valentine's Day, huh?
It just didn't look like enough flowers after I seen everybody else's.
I mean, he bought all the flowers.
I was thinking, where are the red roses? How many red roses are left?
Where are they going? What are they going to do with them after?
And that's another thing. It's just, that's wasteful. Why. Yeah. And all the balloons that I seen, I'm like, guys, you don't
I
need
love
balloons.
A flower. And I know they spent a check on those flowers. Like a check was spent because flowers, they double the prices on Valentine's Day. Like
Michael
we made
probably
all those,
spent.
What?
Probably like quarter mil-ish. I wouldn't be surprised. Renting out an aquarium, having Nobu cook, buying, and that's not even with the stocked gift.
The Hermes stock.
Come on. All the florals, the nice hotel, decking out. He decked out the florals in their room, in damn near every room, and in that.
He did it.
He probably spent $100,000 on the flowers.
You're easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take it
and
easy.
And I'm just not that kind of girl.
What, the flower?
I like a flower.
Oh, I'm that kind of girl.
I'm not.
But like the bag would have to match. I'm not expecting that from,
right,
you know, whoever, right, I'm fucking with, because I'm not fucking with Michael B. Jordan. But if I was that caliber of woman.
Of course, Lori needs it.
If
you
I was that caliber of
else.
Woman, then I would be expecting that.
Of course. I mean, of course. I just hope that they disposed of the goddamn balloons and everything.
I didn't see balloons
responsibly.
For hers.
Not
talking about the other people.
Ari's, that was looking tacky, all those balloons. I'm like, pull those down.
Dead.
And the streamers hanging
the
down.
The men
too.
Showed out. I love to see it. I say, that's right, fellas.
Love
show.
On these women.
Love on these women. I saw a tweet that said, I love to see black women being loved and spoiled.
Yeah.
And I love.
With a T. Spoiled.
I loved to see it. But.
What?
Just because we were seeing the displays of a lot of women being loved on and spoiled by other men, that doesn't discredit the ones who are single or without lovers. We could still love on ourselves.
Purr.
And I love seeing the Galentine celebrations. I saw more this year than I've ever seen. Mm. And they were really cute. I'm like, you know what, ladies? Yes, treat yourself, love yourself. I love seeing Ty on her vacation. I said, look at my friend living her best life.
Yes, Ty's been doing her thing. She's doing all the solo vacations. I love Ty. Mm-hmm. We need to get together and do another picnic soon.
We do.
That'll be cute.
So, yeah, I just love seeing people, like, showing up for themselves and loving themselves. I love seeing people being loved on and spoiled on. I don't know why people be being bitter on Valentine's Day about whatever people choose to do. Like, hey, shut the fuck up. Mind your business. If you don't want to be loved on, then don't request it from your nigga. If right. other people want to be loved on, let them get loved on by their nigga.
Yeah, I just think everybody just needs to do what they want to do.
Do what you want to do.
Because that's what sometimes I see that, too. Like, the girls who saying it's not a big deal, it's every day. I'm like, they could really feel that way. And if they do, it's okay. The same way the girls who really want to be wined and dined and spoiled on this day, you want it to be special for you.
Yeah.
But like, everybody has the right to feel the way they feel and to enjoy it the way they enjoy it.
Period.
So,
fuck you.
So
hopefully
you
enjoyed it the way. Fuck who?
So that was a joke.
Hopefully everybody got what they wanted.
And you know what I did on Saturday night, which would have been a Galentine's Day, but then I took it as an opportunity to love on myself.
What?
I used my Venus ritual kit.
Yes.
I used my Venus ritual kit myself, our little self-love collab that we did with Heritage Apothecary.
Mm-hmm.
I drew myself a nice bath.
I
did draw myself a bath.
Yeah, I love that.
I use my salts, my bath salts.
Uh-huh.
I put my dried petals in there, and then I stepped my little foot in there. Felt like a queen.
Did you play the playlist?
I did. Playlist is banger. If you have the Venus ritual kit, make sure you tag us. Show us you using it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a funky little playlist, a neo-soul playlist.
It does.
That I'm sure you all would really love. So
since I was gone, I came home today.
Mm-hmm.
And I lit my love sacred wand.
Yes.
Around this house. I took a shower with my shower bundle, my Just Breathe eucalyptus shower bundle.
Mm-hmm.
It smells so good. Like, it really smells good.
And
The
way it's been wrapped. It goes behind your shower head so it doesn't get all nasty and wet, mm-mm. but you can the Elmer Fudd. You still get the benefits, all the essential oils coming up from the steam. So it's really nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I love it. You can shop our kit.
You can shop it on the link in our bio.
Yes, and use the code in the description.
To get 15% off.
Coins off.
I used to think my skin goals were unattainable. Over the past few years, my skin has been very problematic and acne prone. I've gone to the dermatologist, tried several products, read all the Reddit threads, and I drove myself to frustration. Thankfully, I found Curology. Whether you're trying to take control of acne or if acne is no longer your top concern, fine lines, dark spots, occasional breakouts, or clogged pores, Curology will customize a prescription formula with 3 active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skincare needs. Right now, I'm tackling these dark spots. To get your treatment plan, start by answering questions online about your skin and send it in a couple selfies to Curology. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin, and if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your acne, fine lines, dark spots, and more. I love the process of getting my treatment plan set up. The questions were very specific to ensure my direct needs were addressed. Then, Curology sets you up with a personalized treatment plan and ships your custom formula right to your door. My formula contains clindamycin, azelaic acid, and zinc pyrithione to address acne, dark spots, and skin texture. I love that it was formulated just for me, and I'm looking forward to seeing more improvements in my skin. Take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you today. Go to Curology.com/bravado for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/bravado to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details.
Yes.
So last week.
Now here I am being unprepared.
So we're still in our relationship goals series.
Uh-huh.
And last week we spoke with human design expert AC Brown.
Oh, we did.
Where we talked about how your human design can help you discover relationship compatibility.
Yeah, we talked about our aura types and how we each individual aura type needs to be loved, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. And she also shared with us the importance of making sure that you're tapped into your compatibility and like getting people's charts and their times and really figuring out what the fuck is going on. This is important for us.
It is. It's very important.
Yes. So if you haven't already listened to that episode, I'm really about to start using my human design to flip and tumble this life of mine.
We all should.
I'm about to really start. So if you're new here, you haven't tapped in with human design, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And listen to that episode.
Okay, so here we are this week. Mm-hmm. We are still in a relationship goal series. Can you believe that? There's just so much to talk about.
Are y'all feeling the relationship goal series? Because when we were talking about friendship, y'all were blowing our DMs up. You were sending us your comments, your questions. So we just want to make sure that the topics that we're choosing and the series that we're exploring are things that you all feel connected to and inspired to and that you're benefiting from it. You can email us any of your relationship questions. We haven't done a girlfriend gag in a while, so sure you send them. And we got so many questions about friendship. So
we did.
The relationship goals series isn't exempt. Feel free to chat with us if you're going through something in your relationship and you want our opinion on. Reach out.
Please do.
So what are we talking about
today? So today we're talking about one of the most important relationships, the relationship you have with yourself. We're talking about self-love.
Yes.
Self-love, how fitting. Mm-hmm. So the reason why we want to talk about self-love is because it is extremely important to living well. Self-love influences who you pick for a partner, the image that you project at work, in the streets, and how you cope with problems in your life.
Yeah.
Something, I don't want to say as simple as, but something as big as, I guess, self-love. Yeah. Self-love, it's important. It's important. Yeah. What is self-love to you?
Self-love to me is honoring myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's expressing gratitude and I don't want to use the word love, compassion for myself and adoration for myself. It's giving the same love that I give out to everybody else to myself first because I'm a big lover. I love relationships. I love my family, my friends, the people around me. And I pour out to them pretty a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just making sure that I'm doing that for myself, that I'm supporting myself, that I'm cheering my own self on.
Mm-hmm.
And just making sure I try to show up and love on me. What would the girl say parenting my inner child?
Yeah, that's what they would say. That's exactly what the fuck they would say.
Is the inner child work for me?
For me.
What is self-love to you?
Self-love for me is being intentional, mindful.
He's intentional. When is church opening back up?
Okay.
Sorry, but
I mean,
doors
of the church. They said the doors of the church are opening. They've been closed for too long.
A year. We're coming up on a year.
My soul needs to be fed.
He's intentional.
I might break out in tears.
The arms are spread up
and head is down.
All things are working for my good. Hey, he's intentional.
You know they're going to tear the church down.
Never failing. And big boy
big boy, Germany, stop.
Okay, I love him. I love him. He's not going to be a big boy when we return. Right. He was already on a weight loss journey.
He was.
God.
Dang, I miss church and I miss the people there, the church family.
Okay, so go ahead.
So
anyway,
self-love to me is being intentional. It is definitely honoring myself.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like I'm loving myself when I honor myself and choose things in my best interest without not really disregarding how other people feel, but just like choosing myself first, like putting that at the forefront and making that a priority. Like even if someone might be disappointed or it might not be convenient for them, this is what's best for me at the moment.
Right.
So honoring myself, self-love is also self-care for me, like doing things that make me feel
yummy,
cared for, kept.
Yes. Yeah.
Kept. What else is self-love for me? Self-love is...
Come on, poet. Come on. Give me a haiku
Germany,
right
I'm
now.
I'm not a poet, you what? Sticky.
A little haiku?
No haiku. Self-love is exploring and learning more, always expanding my knowledge.
Come on, expander. Come on.
Ooh, you know what self... Ooh, this just came to me now. This is poetic. Poetic.
Come on.
Self-love is allowing myself to be loved.
Yes. Come on. The way you need to be loved. Now, that's it. I say. What?
I hate you so much, Germany. I hate you.
I say, queens.
That's self-love to me. That's self-love. But self-love is not just a state of feeling good. It's an appreciation for yourself that grows from our actions. Actions that support our physical, our psychological, and our spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. So for sure, I really do feel like I'm loving on myself. Like when I'm meditating, when I'm praying, when I'm reading, when I'm working out.
I need to do all those things.
Things that can't fall off the radar. When I'm eating good.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
That's when I feel... you see, my self-care and my self-love are very tied into one another. Mm-hmm. Because... I feel like I express love for myself with like my diet, eating good, nourishing food. Last night, I made a little snack.
What'd you make?
Just some bok choy.
With?
That was it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was just a quick snack. It was wilting, and I'm really trying to be better about really using the things that I have and not being wasteful with my resources, right? Mm-hmm. So like I bought that stuff, it needs to be cooked. Or if it's not going to be cooked, it needs to be frozen so that I can make my veggie broth. Mm-hmm. It's another thing that I'm doing.
Okay. So what are you doing with the veggie broth? Just making your own veggie broth?
Yeah. So okay. I'm saving all the veggie scraps that I use, like the tops of the bell pepper. If I have an onion that I don't use all of, I'll save that. If something's wilting, I'll put that all in there. Except for things, what is that called?
Cruciferous vegetables.
Yeah. Like, you know, broccoli and cauliflower. You don't want to do too much of that because it'll give it a bitter taste. Mm. But just saving a bag of that and then putting it in a stock pan, filling it up with water. You could put a little bit of like salt, bring it to a boil and then strain it and you have your own veggie broth.
Oh, cool.
So in any regard, the bok choy was starting to wilt a little bit. So I put in a little ice bath and I'm like, this is being made tonight. Wow.
I was like, check you the
I had to
out.
Bring
okay,
it back to
bath.
Life. I had to bring it back to life. Uh-huh. And I'm like, this is being made tonight. But just when I was eating it, I was really taking a note from our episode that we did with Ariel, mm-hmm, about gut health and just like being intentional with eating my food. And I was with my babe and we were just eating that little bok choy and it was just so juicy. And I was like, this feels like nourishing. He calls all the food that I cook healing food. And I'm like, babe, stop. He's like, this is healing food. Babe, I love your cooking. I'm like, you better. This is the only meals you'll be eating. This is the only food you'll be eating for the rest of your life.
He was like, I was over there. Because when we were at CC house, he was like, I've been eating veggies for 3 days.
Yeah, he has. He was.
The faux vegan.
He was. I was cooking him all type of vegetables. But that's my self-care and my self-love are very intertwined with the way that I eat. And that was one of the instances I was like eating my food and I'm like, this feels like I'm loving on myself. Like I'm being very mindful about what I'm putting into my body. Mm-hmm. Although, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that definitely, moments like that definitely make me feel like I'm loving on myself because I'm being intentional about how I'm fueling my body.
Yeah.
And making decisions based on what is best for me, mm-hmm, versus like what I just desire at the moment. But then also sometimes indulging is self-love too. Like, you know what? Right now, intuitively, I desire this and this is what I'm going to have.
Yeah. I think that's totally fair. Like if it's something that you want and it's going to bring you joy, of course, if it's not just completely harmful, then go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it and do it. Because a lot of times we create resistance and, you know, trying to live one way, whatever that way might be. And sometimes it's hard because we want to lean into things that also make us feel good. That might not always be the best for us at the moment, but it's okay. If you want to eat a little ice cream, eat a little fucking ice cream.
Period.
That's it. Actually, you know what else we did? Oh, that was on a different day when I was off on Thursday. We went to Hug Life.
Oh, I've been saying I want some ice cream.
We went to Hug Life.
Did you get the cookie butter one?
You already know how I was rocking. Mm. And they got a cookie dough. They just came out with a cookie
dough.
That's
new?
Yeah, cookie dough. Mm. Yeah.
I love ice cream.
Yes. So.
So, yeah, that's what self-love is to us. But there have also been times where I have not loved myself so much. Mm-hmm. And I guess I didn't realize in the moment, it didn't show up as you don't love yourself.
Right.
But there are definitely actions that I was taking that I guess would
equate
to low self-love.
Yeah.
For sure. And some examples of that, we posted a tweet today and I was like, loving yourself is just simply making better decisions. It's easy. As simple as that. And I've made decisions that were not in my best interest that have mirrored lack of self-love for mm-hmm. sure.
What were those decisions? Oh Lord, the deep breath, the sigh.
I guess this is just one of my biggest life teachers. God damn it.
This is your biggest hurdle
one of
and lesson that you need to learn so that it doesn't come back around. What is that? Karmic lesson? What is that?
I don't know. There's so many things.
The lesson, bitch, get out the class.
Get out.
Learn it. You know what I remember? I'm going to tell you another story. When I could not pass that goddamn remedial math. Bitch, I am not a mathy
kind. How many times did you take it?
The math don't be mathing when it comes to me. I took it a few times. I took it a few times and I cannot pass it. And I'm like, once they were kicking me out of the school for not passing.
That's wild.
I did. I had to go for one semester. I'm like, this is sick, you guys. And fuck you, Dominguez Hills, for even implementing that rule.
That's so stupid.
These are children who are struggling. These are children who are struggling. And you push them out when they're struggling. I hate you for it. I was so ashamed.
At least you came back, though.
I was ashamed, though.
No, I feel you. Like, to get kicked out of college to go take that little remedial math class and have to bounce back.
I was so ashamed. I was like, my mom was like, you what? You cannot pass the fucking math? I'm like,
but something happened to where you got it at the other school.
I just said, fuck it. I just had to. I started taking, I forgot what I did. But the whole time when I was at El Camino, I was like, I actually don't go here. I actually go to Dominguez Hills, guys. But sorry, go for it. What choices were you making, beloved?
Choices that I made that showed that I didn't really love myself or staying in a relationship that was not the best fit for me.
Come on, talk about it.
At the time, like, not that it once wasn't a good fit, but
once you realize it,
once I realized it wasn't a good fit, for some reason I just couldn't get out of it. Like things that were happening, and it's like, Brittany, now you and I can see it in hindsight, looking out, being out of it, because when I see other people in that place, I'm like,
get out, queen,
get out. And I'm like, I try not to be too
get out right now.
I try not to be too judgy because I too once was there. And I'm no longer there, but I mean, once you take the rose-colored glasses off, bitch, you see, like, if you loved yourself, you would not be putting up with bullshit.
I know. And then when you say, if you loved yourself, people don't, yeah, personally, when somebody said, I too was in this dynamic, and in the moment, you're not looking at it like, I don't love myself.
You're not looking at it like that at all. You're just looking like because of conditioning and trials and tribulations.
And comfortability.
Comfortability. And we're young.
Codependency.
Exactly.
Then it all just feels right. It feels like you're right at home.
It feels right for sure. But I can see the stark difference, because at this big age, if I even get an inkling of some shit that's not in alignment, then I'm like, with no hesitation, willing to pack up my shit and go.
Yeah.
Where in the past, I'm like, you know, this is a part of it, or I can't leave,
the
or
growing pains
we'll get vibe. Over it, when it's shit that was really a violation of code.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I should have been like, no, like, you need to go, bitch. Like, this is not cool. You cannot, and you will not, you shall not pack up your shit and go. But I sat and I stayed, and that was not cool. That was not me loving myself at that moment.
You know what I think is very funny? Correct me if we've had this conversation, or just remind me, why do we feel so connected to the people that we're dating when we're so young, like almost as if we're married to them, and we don't be?
Maybe because we desire to be.
No, that's absolutely not it.
What then? Shit,
I'm trying to figure it out, but that ain't it. I don't think it's because it's a desire. Like, you really be in the heart with these people, so connected to the relationship and committed to it. And it's like, they could do anything and you'll stay. And
because
it's like,
dog, we're conditioned to, like, work through, it could be multiple reasons. Like, we're taught that relationships aren't easy. You have to go through some things
to get the good stuff.
Yeah, the good and the bad.
It's all hard.
But you know what? Their relationships, okay, they are work, but they don't have to be hell. And there are certain things that you should not have to go through. I don't give a fuck. Now, if people do decide to stick it out and overcome, that's great. Whatever. That's your prerogative. But it's not a necessity.
And this is just your gentle reminder that you're not married to these little boys.
And you know what?
So leave if it ain't working.
Just leave if it's not working. And we give so much of our youth, our young formative years, your 20s. But you know what I'm not going to give? My 30s.
Yeah.
That's what I might have gave my 20s, but you will not take my motherfucking 30s, motherfucker. That's what you won't have. The 30s
once
are for
me. Once a nigga
me.
Had all my 20s, and I was sitting up in my 30s, and I'm
and
like,
and it's like, now this one, my 20s are this gone. One turned into something else, but it's like my queens. I feel like I'm speaking directly to someone. Get out.
Right now, it's the end of you.
No, like, what's
and
really
him.
The point? Like, really, when once people show you who they are, you have to believe them.
Come
and
on,
I understand
Maya.
That there's room for change. Like, there is room for change, but sometimes you have to separate. And if they come back around and you're open and willing to see that change, that's great.
And
but
sometimes the change don't even matter. Maybe you're not
the
even
change
there.
Isn't yours.
Maybe you're not there to experience their change. And that's what I say about my boo-boo baby. He changed for me.
I'm not wilding out like I used to. Remember that?
I'm just like,
I changed.
He was it for you, Queen.
Looking back, I thought I was.
Stop it. I don't know
like
that song.
This broke too many hearts before.
No, Brittany.
It's Keisha Cole and Jaheim.
No. But long story short.
Definitely. There's a lack of self. Let's just call a spade a spade. Yeah. If you are staying in something where you're being mistreated, you're settling.
A job. I mean, our situation specifically was romantic relationships. That's what we share in common when it comes to the lack of self-love.
Yeah.
But if you're at a job and your manager or somebody is doing you wrong, if you're in a partnership where you don't feel valued, and you're doing all the work and it's just not reciprocal. If a friendship is no longer serving you and you feel like, yo, it's just not doing what it's supposed to be doing, then get out.
Yeah.
Right now.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
And in the moment, it probably doesn't feel like, oh my God, self-love. I need to make this decision because they're hard to make. They're difficult. You feel like you're incapable. Like it's a tough decision. You can't be without this person, this situation, this whatever. It doesn't feel like self-love, but once you overcome and you elevate, you see that it was a choice made out of self-love.
And then when you're on the other side and you're reaping the benefits of the choices that you've made that are now working in your favor, you'll be like, I see why I had to do what I had to do.
I see why I did what I had to do.
Because I currently, and I say this often, I have nothing, no real ill words about my previous partner, boyfriend. The whole thing is, this is still my story, though. It's still my truth.
It's still our story. And everybody who was in the situation knows the role that they played. I, too, have no ill will at all.
Yeah, it's just my experience.
It's just an experience that is relatable that we talk about.
And it's mine, motherfucker. I gave my 20s. If I gave my 20s, I can share my thoughts on it.
I can speak about it because I gave a substantial
I mean, 10 of my
of
years were gone.
Yeah, I gave it. It's not a bashing at all because we're not even bashing. We're just talking about
The facts. Just like Sebastian said, I'll spare you the details, but I can't withhold the facts. Okay? Now, I got to tell you the way it is. And looking back now on the choices that I made to walk away and just say, hey, we're not a fit anymore.
At one point,
we were a fit, but not anymore. That decision has led me here, where I'm getting the love that I deserve. Mm-hmm. And in return, I'm loving on myself the way I need to be loved.
For sure.
Somebody's loving on me and I'm loving on them and we loving on we.
I mean, at a point, the only love that I was receiving was from self. I mean,
yeah.
there were friends, and not to negate friends and family, but I mean, completely no romantic love was coming in. It was only platonic love. So I felt like with that, to make up for the romantic love that I was receiving, it forced me to pour more into myself, which increased
Come on, your value, your worth.
Which increased.
Come on, stock went
which
up.
Which increased my self-love.
Yes.
Period. So, I mean, it all worked out for the best.
Yes. I love it.
It all worked out. And, like, self-love is something that you should always be striving for.
Keep
because
it
I feel like self-love should set the tone. Like, how you love on yourself is how other people will love on you. I do have standards. I do have standards, and they're pretty high. But they're not higher than what I give to myself. Like, I'm not expecting somebody to do something that I'm not doing for myself. Like, I'm not expecting to be wine and dined, and the only time I'm wine and dined is by you. Mm-hmm. I wine and dine myself. So if this is the caliber that I set and the tone that I set, and I want to go out, then yes, these are the places that I like to go to.
So take me. Aussie Air wants you to start off 2021 by embracing and understanding your unique hair type. To help do so, Aussie has just launched new moisture-packed products to help meet the unique hair needs for all hair care types and textures. Whether you have straight locks, soft waves, twirls and curls, or popping coils, Aussie now has tailored options for any hair care routine. I have a super simple hair care routine. I typically just wash, moisturize, and retwist. My favorite products are from the new Miracle Coils collection, 4 quality products with nourishing formulas that provide moisture and protect my hair. I also hear that this has been keeping Brittany's coils defined throughout the day. The Miracle Coils shampoo has been my favorite, my saving grace. My hair has been super dry lately. I don't know why, but this shampoo, chef's kiss, and it smells amazing. Aussie products are also PETA certified, cruelty-free, so they love all types of hair and animals. Learn more by following Aussie on Instagram at Aussie Hair USA. Again, that's at Aussie Hair USA. Plus, they're easy to find and affordable. Wherever you shop, you can find Aussie products starting at $2.99. Which?
So take me.
Which takes us into the next part of the show, which is ways to practice self-love, mm-hmm. right? If this is a part of your journey that you're on and you're thinking, hey, how can I implement a few more tools or a few more practices, a few more instances where I'm loving all over myself, we're going to give them to you.
Right here.
So first, create a self-love ritual. Like Brittany said, the only time that, although you expect someone to wine and dine you, that's not the only time that you'll be getting it. So if your self-love ritual might include taking yourself out to dinner, a nice dinner ever so often, mm-hmm. Massaging your body with great oils and scents, things of that nature, masturbating, get you a Tracy's dog. Okay, get you a Tracy's dog, whatever that ritual looks like for
vacations,
you.
Vacations, if it's your bathing ritual.
Yeah, bath, cooking.
Lotioning your body with intention.
Eating good food. Whatever that looks like, create a ritual that you don't stray from, which helps to reinforce the love that you give out. You're giving it back to yourself. You're just reinforcing those practices and the importance of maintaining it.
Yes, another way to practice self-love is to stop comparing yourself to others, especially on social media. Let me tell you something. Mm. I know that a lot of people probably were feeling a little down and out looking at all of the love being displayed on Valentine's Day yesterday on social media, because it was beautiful and it can be triggering if you desire it and you don't have it. But motherfuckers, the pictures do not tell all of the story.
Ooh, child.
Because I saw a couple people sitting down at dinner that needed to be lifted up. Get your ass up from that table, because you're a fake, you're a fraud, and you're a part-time broad. And it's not even being a hater, it's being real. So don't let what you see other people doing make you feel down and out about yourself. Maybe this is not the year that you shared and celebrated romantic love, but that doesn't mean that you can't participate in the celebration of self, your homegirls, your mama, your sister, whoever.
All throughout the year.
Throughout the year.
Yeah.
And just outside of Valentine's Day, we don't have the whole picture. We don't really know the full details.
Because the details be wicked. Sometimes the details are wicked.
The details are wicked. And you know what? We don't even have to worry about the details if we just focus on self. Stop comparing and focus on self.
Next, make a what's working for me list. Truly loving yourself comes from self-acceptance, right? And one helpful step towards getting to that point of self-acceptance is recognizing what you already have. That's lit by writing a what's working for me list. So once you see it all on paper and accept all the positivity in your life, it will make it that much easier to love on yourself. This is our way of expressing gratitude. Gratitude determines your latitude and your self-latitude.
Have you heard of Londrell?
Who?
Londrell.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
God, they say your attitude determines your latitude. Mm-hmm. So I'm high as a motherfucker, fly as a motherfucker, and still the motherfucker that you love to hate, but can't. Because you love what I make.
What movie is this from?
Now, ain't that about a bitch? Song? And I'm going to talk shit until I'm out of here.
Jeremy, is this
a
DJ Quick?
No.
Because this girl.
That was actually Kanye West on Deaf Poetry. Deaf Poetry Jam. But yeah, make a little list, especially when you start getting down. If you feel yourself falling into that rabbit hole of comparison, into judgment, into envy, into, you know, just looking at everything you don't have, sit down, write a list, express gratitude, and you'll realize, bitch, I got it going on.
Bitch, I've been on.
Oh, RIP to Nicki Minaj's dad.
Yeah, seriously.
What's up with it?
Okay, also, this is what we're going to do. We're going to act on what we need rather than what we want. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Again, act on what you need rather than what you want. So you love yourself when you can turn away from something that feels good and exciting. Now that's...
Yeah.
If the shit's feeling good and exciting and you can still turn away.
Yes.
To what you need to stay strong, centered, and moving forward to your life instead. Now, that's when you know you really love yourself, because some shit can look...
Tempting. Tempted to touch.
Hey.
Then you be tempted to let them touch.
And then they're touching.
And it's going sad.
And then it's not good, though.
It's going bad.
It's not good. So by staying focused on what you need, you turn away from automatic behavior patterns that get you into trouble and keep you stuck in the past, and they lessen your self-love.
This trauma was something bonds.
Yeah, I was definitely... Because I kept turning back. Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back, telling me I need you in my life. Every time I try to go.
Me back.
No, we go back because, yeah.
This is giving me Malcolm and Marie.
Oh, we never talked about that.
We didn't. Okay.
Bitch, Malcolm and Marie was so beautifully made.
Yeah. Cinematography was there.
Very triggering, though. Very problematic. Ooh. And I don't care what anybody says. That is not a necessary part of relationships. The way they were arguing was very problematic.
It was hurtful.
It was draining. It was exhausting.
When I tell you I was holding my breath with an F, I was holding my breath the whole time watching that. I said, y'all, I kept saying, everybody just go to bed. Why do we gotta do this? I'm not that type of arguer.
Me, I just want to get to a solution and end it. People that want to just argue and drag it out are not the type of people for me. I'm like, what's the solution here? We're not about to go back and forth all night. A bitch like me needs her sleep.
It was too much. I'm like, girl, get out of that tub.
It was too much. You're throwing low blows, bitch, you don't have to worry about me again talking about attempts? Exes. And
ooh, girl. Once he brought up the exes, I would have said, that's enough, Malcolm. Get out of this bathroom right now. I'm going to bed. Fuck you. I would have been ready to beat Malcolm's ass.
You know one thing I never want to say again to a partner?
You bitch ass nigga. I never want to call him a bitch.
No, I never want to say fuck you.
Yeah, that too. Oh, fuck you. Unless it's like a joke. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, but we know when it's a joke, when it's like, fuck you. You know, a joke between being real.
I never want to say the bitch ass.
I never want to say bitch ass either. That's just love.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, you know what? We just have to stop turning into those automatic behaviors, because that's the thing. They do be automatic, systematic.
Hey.
We can't do the automatic, systematic. We have to be like, you know what? No.
Yeah. Reprogramming.
I'm doing something different.
You're unlearning to learn a new way.
To love thyself.
There it is. The next tip is to practice good self-care. So you'll love yourself even more when you take better care of your basic needs and when you relish in a little luxury, baby, because we love that.
We do.
People high in self-love nourish themselves daily through healthy activities like sound, nutrition, exercise, proper sleep, intimacy. That's with yourself and others, okay? And healthy social interactions. All of this is helping to raise your vibration. It's all helping to create a catalyst to help you living the best life that you want to live and just to help with your overall health and wellness. That's what self-love is. It's about being your best self all the time, pouring in, pouring so you can pour out.
I've definitely tapped into more self-intimacy or pleasure.
Come on.
Which I definitely think is self-love. Mm-hmm. Because this is about pleasing me.
Come on.
Touching me and teasing me.
Touch me, tease me, feel me and caress me. Hold on tight and don't let go. Baby, I'm about to explode.
Anyway, I think that self-pleasure is essential, and I think that every woman should be implementing it, whether you're partnered or not. It needs to be.
Especially if you're not.
Especially if you're not. But even if you're partnered, it's just like, I don't need you here right now to get what I want right now.
Right, and that's why I think that it really doesn't matter. Implement.
It doesn't matter. It should just be implemented. Some people think like, oh, I got the real deal, Holyfield. I don't need this, but you need that. you need that Vixen.
Yeah, I mean, all the time, it's not about the, like you said, it's not about the pleasure that you're going to experience with your partner. That's great.
It's a totally different experience, because when you're having intimacy or intercourse with another person, it's just a different type of exchange.
Yeah,
they're pleasing you, you're pleasing them. Of course you do what you have to do to get what you need to get, but you can be completely self-centered and indulge in the act.
Yeah.
When you're doing self-pleasure, you're not worried about what nobody else is getting and, you know, work in the middle, flipping and tumbling.
Yeah, yeah.
Putting your thing down. Floppy, toppy, flipping it and reversing it.
Yeah,
it's just like,
yeah,
you know, I put this exactly where I need it to go.
And it does exactly what it needs to do. And we get exactly what we need to get.
And it's quicker.
Good night. That's how it goes.
Every time I wake up with that next to my pillow, I'm like,
Brittany, at least get it up. Get it up off the pillow. You just be done. And go right to bed.
I go right into a slumber. It's like sleeping motherfucking beauty. I wake up like,
It cannot be on your pillow like a loose
tooth. It don't
tooth.
Be on my pillow, but it be okay, on
the mattress. Okay, the loose tooth.
And be on the side of me. I'm like, Chloe, oh, that's Tracy.
The other dog. Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this: you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
what does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Okay, also, practicing self-love means that we're setting boundaries, something that I definitely had to do because I have weak-ass boundaries. Germany knows.
Yeah, I know. But here you are, you are delivered. And we see what God had done for others. And we asked him to do the same for you, and he did it. He did it. We did it, God.
So really, you have to set boundaries. You love yourself more when you set limits or you say no to things like work, love, or activities that deplete or harm you physically, emotionally, and spiritually, or express poorly who you are. Set the boundaries, beloved.
Yeah.
They may be hard to set.
With setting boundaries? Maybe your experience can help someone else.
My experience with setting boundaries have been groundbreaking.
Okay, the ground is breaking.
No, they've been real. I've shared here how it was hard for me to set boundaries because I didn't want to come off as looking mean and sensitive or cold. But the reality is I was getting dragged energetically, physically.
Not physically.
No, not literally dragged. Yeah. Bitch, I will beat your ass.
Energetically, emotionally.
Energetically and mentally.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Emotionally.
I was being dragged by not having boundaries in place, trying to protect other people, and I wasn't protecting myself. So I had to definitely implement some boundaries, and I've been flexing the muscle, and it's been easier for me to keep the boundaries in place and tighten up on the boundaries when I have to, when people keep trying to cross them, to let them know I'm not the one to be fucked with. Yeah. I said what I said, and I implemented what I implemented. You will respect.
Once you start setting boundaries and adhering to the boundaries, then you really get a chance to see why you fucking need them.
Yeah.
It's like people will really push you have up to, because
people
shit.
Will walk all over you. If
girl,
you
crip walk. Okay. Let me tell you how to walk all over your boundaries. Yeah. That's what they do. They just will. walk. So, yeah, set some boundaries.
They will for sure walk all over your boundaries. And it's our responsibility to set them, because nobody else, who is just willingly setting boundaries for you?
Yeah, reinforce your boundaries.
People are
going
to do what you allow them to do most of the time. And so it is your responsibility to put the motherfuckers in place so that people know how to work with that.
How you coming?
Yeah.
Lastly, forgive yourself. So you just have to accept your humanness, right? And that's the fact that you're not perfect. Before you can truly love yourself, practice being less hard on yourself when you make a mistake. Allow yourself a little grace, a little mercy, a little forgiveness, a little kindness, a little compassion. Just be gentle with yourself. We're all working through this together. And even if you realize, like, hey, I haven't been loving myself the way I need to love myself, you don't have to stay in that space.
You know,
there's progression. There's room for growth, for you to wake up and be new and decide how you're going to choose better to, you know, love yourself more.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. That's our goal. We're always striving to love ourselves more.
We strive and we do.
We're always striving to love ourselves more, to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also Germany.
Every time you said,
I forgot what I was gonna say because of you.
Sorry.
And your shenanigans.
Blame Ethel.
And your shenanigans.
What's up?
I was gonna say that self-love is a journey. It's not a destination.
Yeah, and it's not linear.
But you can definitely see growth.
You can.
And choosing self is a clear sign for me of self-love. Every time I don't do something that I don't want to do, I say, "Wow, bitch, you really love yourself."
Or what's you're honoring. Song?
I love myself.
What?
Isn't that a song?
No. I love myself. That sounds like a Lizzo song if it is one.
That might be.
It sounds like some Lizzo shit. No shade on any Lizzo fans and anybody who loves Lizzo.
I don't know who sings it, but.
Huh. Well, hopefully this
song
message.
Called I Love Myself by Chaka Khan. But anyway, yeah, hopefully this message
resonated with you. If it did, please don't hesitate to share it. Send it to your homegirls. Put it in your group chat. Put it on your story. Let people know that this helped you and maybe it might help them. We're just here all growing together.
Growing and flowing.
That's it. So I think that's it for us.
That's it for us. We will chat with you all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.